Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun, yes, I like you to laugh, I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Now, it's time. Okay, welcome to Office Hours Live. I'm Natasha Leggero. I'm your host. We're doing things differently around here today. Could you applaud for me or something? Give me some energy. Thank you. Welcome. Let's give it up for Doug Pound in the house.
Hey.
How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing great.
Oh, that's your catchphrase, hey?
Yeah.
Very original. I love it.
The pounding.
Well, and I got that one too. And I got my hat.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Okay, look, I love that. It.
The pounding.
For sale, right?
And
the
how about
pounding.
Vic? How you doing? Vic Berger?
Hello, everybody.
That's your catchphrase?
Yeah, I see that. It's on a button so you don't forget it. And it's
hello,
on the
everybody.
Okay. Give this to our mystery guest over here.
Love it.
Oh.
And our very special guest, Joe Mandy.
There we go.
What's that?
And in honor,
I know that's a good catchphrase.
In honor of International Women's Month, they booked Joe Mandy.
Thank you.
As my very special guest. But we do have an amazing singer-songwriter, Casey Johansson, coming up a little later. We're going to let her make an entrance. Doug, it was just your birthday. How was your birthday? I wanted to come to your birthday party thing, but I didn't really understand what it was. So I decided to stay home.
You said if you knew 20% more of what... Well, it was the Drop concert screening.
You're like, you
want to
come see a Drop concert? And
we tried to explain the Drop concert screening, and we put you on the list, and then you just didn't show up because you didn't know what it was.
I
understand.
It was a little confusing.
Every time I tried to explain it to someone, I couldn't really...
They said, cross me off the list.
You just got to... Show up and see
it. Yeah, I'm busy that night.
But I get it.
Yeah. Well,
there were a lot of notes.
No, it was fun.
Yeah. There was
two sold out shows, but there was like empty seats
everywhere.
Empty
so
seats, I don't know
so
how
we have
that
somebody
worked.
Buying seats and not showing up.
Was it like COVID seating where they had to space people out or something?
That might be it. Yeah, 75% full. Or
but
something.
Nobody bought my jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could give it away tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that
there
is
we go.
Gorgeous.
Well, 50 Cent used to do that to Ja Rule. He would buy all the tickets so no, it would be an empty show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To make him perform
just to mess with
it. I bet Joe Rogan did that.
Yeah. Oh, I could see that to Carlos Mencia.
I wanted to ask you guys something. I'm really excited to be here because, well, just in general, I love the show, but also my husband is taking our child to Disneyland today, and so I don't have to go, and you guys have kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you what you think of this. My husband, Moshe Kasher, he's just started furiously, like, measuring my child the other day and then, like, ordering things on Amazon. And then all these boxes are coming, and it's platform shoes. And he's basically, our daughter is 37 inches, and he's trying to get her on the 40-inch rides.
Are you serious?
What do you got? Yes,
well,
I'm serious.
Why is she
serious?
Trying to sneak around?
There's a very simple solution for that, because I used to do that.
I'm a real person.
When I was a kid, my dad used to stick socks in the back of our shoes, and it'll like bump you up like a good 3 inches.
Yeah,
so I don't think you need
that's
to pay.
Isn't that dangerous though?
It's
can't
dangerous.
They kick you out of the harness or something?
It's illegal. She's tiny. She could slip out.
We don't want to take Disney down too. We don't want to do that.
You don't want and
no. I love that.
This is a Disney property, right?
This is owned by Disney. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So hopefully she's okay. I'm nervous.
Okay.
Do you guys have any comments? Would you do that, Vic, with your kids?
I would. I went to Disneyland one time with my kids and my parents. It was so expensive. Went for like 2 hours and left. So that, I would stay away from Disney in general.
I hate it.
I would
it.
Go elsewhere.
They scan your face now to get in. you know, like every kid has the same Little Mermaid bubble wand that's like $48.
Right,
really horrifying.
Have you been to Legoland?
No, I have not been to Legoland.
You should go, and you should. It's fun.
I'm trying to bring my kid to New York, get her interested in like culture.
How come Nerf doesn't have their own theme park? Lego's got one.
They do. Nerf
good
gun.
Question, Doug.
It's a good question. We need to know.
Okay, let's check in with our guest, Joe Mandy.
It's a great question.
Great question.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, what's that?
Oh, wait, let me get that.
Joe, I was just thinking, like, you have this... All right, so basically, the pandemic...
Yeah.
Oh, do you have something you want to...
No, I was just throwing this shirt.
He wants to push that shirt there again.
You don't that's cool.
You can have it if you want.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll wear this with pride.
Awesome.
Tell me if you guys know if I'm right, but I just feel like every man I know has a new hobby after the pandemic, and like every mom I know just picked up shit for 2 years. So, Joe, you're doing needlepoint.
Well, when the pandemic started, I did pick up embroidery, yeah, and then
you do these really amazing hats.
I did, yeah. Once I got vaccinated, my needlepoint went down.
Once you got vaccinated, so you can go on Joe's website and get one of these awesome hats. Like I don't know,
you can't.
Oh, okay.
Definitely can't.
Oh, Natasha, oh, wait, man. Turn your head for the camera so they can see what it says there. So it's what is the logo? It's Vancouver, Joe?
That's an old Vancouver Canucks logo.
And these are all sports logos that have
I put a little twist.
You guys want to try one on?
Yeah, sure.
Here,
yeah.
I think you'd be good with this one. Maybe.
What do you got?
Yeah.
This one is Notre Dame, but he made it say candy.
Candy. That one's one of my most unhinged. Like, I made little candies on the side. Like, I truly...
Oh, look, there's like a little... Hershey's Kiss. And then you got the corn.
Candy corn. Wow. Peppermint.
This is purely unhinged.
And what did your wife think of this that you... Well, she was concerned?
She was... I mean, it was like either that or just like day drinking. So I think she was happy that I took this up.
How do you do this?
Self-taught, man.
I mean, do you do it by hand?
Yeah.
You make these big-ass letters by hand?
Yeah.
Do you have a dumb pandemic hobby, Doug?
I just got a sewing machine.
Wow, this is a great... This
what
is a connection.
What is happening? Yeah. My husband, he's starting to home DJ. He got the DJ kit.
Nothing involving thread.
Huh?
That's interesting. No, it's just...
He wants to make mixtapes that he thinks people want to buy or want to stream.
He has a table? He has a table and the scratch pad and everything?
He got speakers. He got someone to gift him some kind of like setup.
Yeah.
And I'm booking some road dates so I can be gone. That's my plan.
What kind of music is it?
It is the worst kind of music that I think exists, called techno.
Wow, okay.
Does anyone... Do you like... you have good taste in music, Doug. Techno's
there's
terrible,
good
right?
music
it's
in every
there.
Genre. So there's
That's
good
true.
Techno.
That's true.
People... I thought he was more of a hip-hop head.
He is, but he wants to DJ
He wants to DJ at Burning
music.
Man, because he's a burner.
Okay.
Yeah. So sometimes I wish people would bring things up before you got married. Like, I didn't know he loved Burning Man. I didn't know he had an RV collection. I didn't know he didn't like to watch comedies. But you know, they trick you sometimes.
Did you get into any hobbies?
I did actually. I started mopping. This is a thing. I swear to
That's
God.
That's a hobby.
I picked it up.
No,
I just,
that is helpful.
Yeah, it's
that,
helpful.
You're it a is. Good husband.
And
I
haven't done too much of it yet, but I did buy the mop, and there's because my wife has like two different kinds of mops, and they're square and they're just they don't work, but like now I used to work at Subway years ago and have the mop out. Yeah. And
it sounds like she's swiffing, which is different.
Yeah, it's like
swiffing
it's different.
Is a nightmare. That
is very good. It just pushes the dirt around.
Yeah. I need a big mop with the big yellow bucket.
Yeah, I got one that you step on.
Sorry for
on
taking
it.
Over, Natasha.
Oh, my God. Classic.
It's amazing.
Classic.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, last time I was on this podcast, it was 2 years ago. It was the day after they announced the pandemic. And I feel like I'm back and we're almost done with it.
We got the virus.
It was my birthday.
Yeah, it was party time.
It was your birthday?
My birthday was like
March
the day.
March 12th?
Well, it was March 16th. My birthday was like the thing people were like, I don't feel comfortable coming into your place.
Right.
And now I'm approaching my third pandemic birthday, which is very cool.
Well, you know, this is a cool area that we're in right now before this new variant pops off in July.
I'm back
so
again.
Let's enjoy ourselves.
You want to talk to a Zoomer, Natasha?
Yeah, let's talk to a Zoomer.
Let's talk to Sherry Lockett.
Only women today, okay?
And no. If, oh, she's saying no. She's scared.
Oh, Sherry doesn't want to talk? You're the, okay.
Why did you call in?
If you're a man,
oh, here
maybe
we go.
Present yourself as a woman.
Here's a man with a woman. These are our old friends, Jen and Pat.
Okay.
What the hell are we going to do without men?
Hi, Jen and Pat.
Hi. Oh, hey. Vic, we listened to your album.
I thought you guys were split screen. Right. Look how they're set up. It looks like they're split screen, right? Like she's
yeah, it's like a camera trick.
Yeah,
like
yeah. All close.
And he's holding the baby.
I like. Two yeah. Rooms right now.
You guys have a cool setup.
Yeah.
Our baby might start crying shortly.
Yeah, we got our.
Oh, that's fine.
Would you put your baby in high heels so she could get on a ride at Disneyland?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's a cute kid.
To tell the truth.
Oh, thank you.
Pretty good. You did well.
Some work I'm really proud of, and glad that you saw it.
That was great. You're
thank
funny.
You.
Yeah,
I didn't
great.
See it. Okay, thank you. I do a lot of game shows because wallpaper is expensive, and have it all over my house. Do you guys have any questions? Do you need any advice?
I mean,
your lives are pretty dialed in.
Do you have any parenting advice for first-time parents?
Well, let's see here. I mean, I like that he's kind of like taking over a little bit. Is he the default parent?
Are you supposed to hold the baby like that?
I was going
to
say,
it does seem like, it does, like
just wake
it's
it
kind
up.
Of an MMA
make sure
pose.
The eyes open.
50-50, I'd say.
It's like a rear naked choke.
When I would leave my husband alone with the baby, I would always get nervous. I'd be like, you know, you're not supposed to hold him by the neck, right? Like, he's like, do you think I'm a fucking idiot? I'm like, yeah.
That's just to stretch it out so he can get on the ride.
we'll avoid the neck, I guess. That's pretty good advice.
Yeah, I think we're just both exhausted, so I'm letting him take over.
That's good. You know, I would give him advice. Like, I feel like a lot of times my husband, he like took up surfing while I was nursing. And it would have been nice to like have, you know, someone bringing me water without me asking or, you know, just kind of anticipating my needs. That would be nice.
I'm a human. I'm a man.
Could I ask Natasha, have you ever been to...
Person.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I got motion drop.
Talked over your motion drop. Have you ever taken your child to the emergency room?
Ooh, no.
Because
that
I have.
So awful.
I have.
What happened?
My daughter was... I don't know how this never came up, but my wife was taking a shower at the time. And I don't know if you have sound effects for that. But she...
I'll find something.
My daughter came in and started chugging mouthwash. And it was the alcohol kind. We didn't switch over yet. She was like young enough or whatever. And chugged it, got wasted. I have video of it and everything.
Wait, she got horrible. Wasted?
How
she got
old
wasted.
Was she?
She's like 1.5, I think.
And
two?
She just took it. How did she get it open?
It was opened already. But like she like knows
bad
how to open
parenting.
It. I know.
Man.
And she chugged it and she had to go to the emergency room. She passed
Daddy
out.
Oh
was,
my God.
You gotta wait till like 7th, 8th grade before you start chugging.
Before you hand, I know. Exactly. You gotta wait a little
Daddy
bit.
Chill. Daddy, chill.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
What was her personality like drunk, Vic?
It was pretty cool. She was like happy. She wanted me to make green eggs for her. I put like green, I didn't know she was drunk at the time, but she wanted me to put like green drops in the eggs, you know, green eggs and ham or whatever. And
that
I did that.
Cute.
And then she was like, Del Taco, take me to Del Taco.
Yeah. And then everyone was really nice to her in the emergency room, gave her all kinds of toys and stuff.
And did they have to like make her vomit or something?
No. They were going to, or they're going to pump her stomach, but she just passed out and they put saline in her hand and everything.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Poor little darling.
Nice
all right.
Boy.
Well, that was fun.
Very
did those people
boy.
Leave? Okay, they seem like good parents.
Did they leave?
thank you for listening to my record too.
Right? On the show, actually, those two. They were regulars before they had kids, and now
during
wild?
The show they did. Huh?
Okay, great.
Cool. Love seeing them.
Love it.
Any other first time parenting advice? Let me think. Oh, one thing that happened, I didn't know that the babies needed to nap all the time. So like I was just like the baby was crying and then my friend came over and they were like, oh, you need to like let this child nap like every couple hours. So that's some very practical advice. Also, I have a book coming out called The World Deserves My Children and it's all about parenting. So make sure to pick that up. It was supposed to come out in July, but there's a paper shortage because of the pandemic.
Wow. I want to hear more about the book. What's in the book?
I thought you maybe
is this for real? Is this real? Really? Okay.
I kind of want to hear more about this paper shortage.
Don't you remember in the news a couple weeks ago, like, all these, like, books fell in the sea in Italy? Like, they were, like, transporting books. It's, you know, there's, like, there's
just read my book.
Shortages. There's issues yeah. out there. There's
supply chain.
Thank you. That's the word. But yeah. So read my book.
You want to check in on the hotline? We actually have a female caller. It appears.
Oh my goodness! All right.
Let's check in with 408 Vanessa. You're on the air live. Huh? Are you there?
Vanessa?
Hello? Am I on?
Hey.
Natasha, is that you?
It's me. But if you say something rude, we're going to hang up on you.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Of course. I'm sitting in traffic from San Francisco to San Jose Airport, just enjoying traffic more than I ever have before, because at the airport, my soon-to-be fiancé's parents are waiting for me, and they are awful. They are truly just, like, the worst being on this earth, and I need help. I know this is cliche, but I just need, like, parent-in-law help. Like, what do I do with these people? Because they're just awful.
I mean, when you say they're awful, are they, like, awful, like, annoying, or are they racist? Or, you know, like, what's, how bad are they?
Okay, so I guess let me paint you a picture. So we were all in the Mormon, like, we were all Mormon at one time, except that they are the last ones. They're still Mormons.
That's a big one.
So, like, exactly. So, like, we are all kind of, like, heathen. Like, from their perspective, we're heathens that, like, drink caffeine, drink coffee, and we're living in San Francisco. And I'm picking them up because they live in Utah, and they are still very much in that mindset. So it's kind of like talking to an artifact or trying to relate to, like...
Mm-hmm. And your husband, you know, your fiancé, he feels the same way?
He feels the same way, but he's very timid when it comes to them. I get it. Like, he's just very agreeable, and then, like, when they leave, we just kind of are like, oh my God, what have we been through for this mm-hmm. last couple of days? So I'm being a good future wife. I'm driving to the airport to pick them up, but I'm just thinking to myself, like, how am I going to do this? Like, I'm looking at all these exits, and I'm thinking to myself, maybe I'll just take one of them instead of the airport. Like, I don't have to go to the airport.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, the most important thing is that you and your husband are united front about it, but I don't know. Joe, what do you think?
I say... on the way there, get a bunch of cold drinks mm-hmm. and, you know, put on some Tabernacle Choir right. on Spotify and just
get into it.
Blast right.
it.
I know crazy. What you could do is get some...
Have a meeting.
Get your AirPods on.
Uh-huh.
And just pretend you're on a call the whole time. Get the Tabernacle Choir right, on the soundtrack right. and don't really interact. Just are you're they, physically there, but you're checked
are
out.
Are they living at your house while they're here?
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. At factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
They are staying with us for 2 weeks.
See, that's the problem.
Oh, they're staying with... Okay, that's the problem. That's your mistake.
Yeah, get an Airbnb or something, a little hotel or whatever.
2 weeks.
That's a long time. That's
yeah,
a long time.
Yeah, that's a very long time.
I did that for Christmas a couple years ago.
You have to get kind of busy.
They're planning us help the wedding. Yeah.
Why are they helping you with the wedding? I don't think you need their help. You know?
They got that Mormon money.
Maybe don't
it's got that Mormon money.
Do Mormons have money?
I'm trying to get my hands on it.
Are they like urging you to find sister wives?
Ooh, yeah.
Listen, it's not even funny. It's like my father and my future father-in-law has joked with my husband that I myself am biracial. I'm Polynesian and white. And my father-in-law has joked with my husband that I am beautiful and that he should try to incorporate more women who look like me into our future marriage.
And I think you need to set some boundaries with that you are not going to have this kind of, unless you do want, it doesn't sound like you want to have a bunch of other wives in the family.
I don't. You know, I'm not into that. That's not for me.
Yeah. It's not for any women, but it's for a lot of men. So
why are they called more men when they're trying to get more women? You know what I'm saying?
More mom.
Just something to think about. Ask them that.
I just think you need to have...
That's a good question.
You have to have strict boundaries this next 2 weeks. You have to, like, get a hobby. You have to, like, get busy. You know, you can be like, honey, I'm not going to be there for all the dinners.
Yeah,
you
get
know?
Out of the house a bit.
You got to get out of the house. You, like, have a nice smile. Have some energy. But... You know, you just kind of got to, like, get through it.
Get into mopping. Get into needlepoint.
Right, right. Get a thimble.
And just be lucky that they didn't move 0.3 miles away like my husband's parents.
Mm-hmm. They're 0.3?
Yeah, 0.3. I thought they wanted to help with the kid, but turns out they just wanted to see
Moshe. I have the best relationship with my parents right now after moving out here from Pennsylvania. That's what you got to do. Move away from them. So just get through it. 2 weeks, get through it.
You can do it, honey.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get through it. I'm also trying to appease them a little bit because someone in the room, I don't know who said it was right. Mormons have money. The Mormon religion is essentially just like, it's linens, it's cows, and it's just like sheets. That's all the Mormon church is. And for some reason, that produces a lot of money that I'm trying to get my hands on.
Well, listen, that's not a great attitude. And especially if you're going to bring a child into the world and you're going to have to like deal with these weird grandparents, you know, like I would try to not like get too much of their money and maybe...
Is this Chappelle money?
Get that money.
But good
luck.
2 weeks
for how much?
Huh?
Think about like 2 weeks of work and then how much money that's going to be and kind of like think about that. Like it's a job, you know? Like no one likes their job.
Oh. But then, you know? Like charge them for me having to be with them.
Yes.
That's a good idea. That's a
send them an invoice at the end of the 2 weeks.
Okay, well, good luck. Don't let that guy touch you weird, the dad. And I would cut off any of his weird comments, too. And just say, you know what, that really makes me uncomfortable when you make jokes about having other wives. And I don't really like it. Okay, I got to go meet my friend for coffee. Okay, good luck.
Thank you, Natasha. You are a saint. Thank you.
I know. All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Vanessa. Bye-bye.
Okay.
It's your city of the day, right? You ready?
Let's do it.
Matt's trying to move me along.
I know.
Okay.
No dead air.
Sorry, I'll give you more time.
Oh, it's okay. So, am I supposed to sing along with this?
Yes.
No, I mean, that would be
so
nice.
Our would city be nice. Of the day. How do I find out
you say
what it
it's sponsored by, and then we'll do the actual city.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. City of the day is sponsored by...
Then you read
it.
Then you read the ad.
Oh.
There should be another sheet with the ad read on it.
Okay, you guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The city of the day today is brought to you by Tylenol PM Blast. Has the man in your life ever been feeling frisky, but you just want some rest? I've certainly been in that situation. That's why I give my husband Tylenol PM Blast. Not only will these soft gels put your man to sleep, but they'll give him a nocturnal emission to soothe his lustful cravings. Tylenol PM Blast contains special chemicals that go straight to his erotic brain receptors, triggering a wet dream guaranteed.
I've masturbated a lot.
Huh?
Oh, no.
And these aren't just for married men. They're perfect for single guys, angsty teens, and incels, too. Warning, do not take more than 2 soft gels per night or testicular collapse may occur. Order now and get a free pack of night wipes. When you... That's really disgusting. Get a free pack of night wipes. When you use the code word office hours at checkout, just go to Tylenol.com/night. I'm not going to say that. Night spooge. I thought it was called splooge.
Do you want me to do the penis thing?
To get started, Tylenol PM Blast, the win-win solution for any couple. Okay.
Seemed to be a graphics issue there.
So what's our city?
Our city is going to be Guy.
There was a glaring mistake on the graphic Zoom. That we must fix.
Man. Oh, no.
What happened?
What was that? Guy, you are
hello,
our city
hello,
of the day.
Hello.
Hi, Guy.
Hi. City of the day is Christchurch, New Zealand.
Oh.
Christchurch, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that means he's actually there. He's in
yeah,
New Zealand.
Yeah, he's in. Guy.
So New Zealand's the place that everybody kind of seemed like that's where all the like billionaires bought property during the pandemic. Is it a utopia? Should we all be like trying to get there somehow?
Yeah, why not? There's room.
Okay.
Isn't Christchurch all cracked up from that earthquake?
I mean, it was about 10 years ago. It's pretty good now.
You put it back together.
Pretty good.
I first heard of Christchurch, so sadly, there was a bad shooting there. That's how I learned about Christchurch.
Vic, so, we don't want to talk about this.
Right? You gotta,
yeah, let's keep it light, though.
Okay.
Let's keep it light and perfect. Let's move
okay, what do you guys do for fun in Christchurch? Yeah.
What other horrible things happen there?
Yeah. We sit around. We remember all the terrible things like earthquakes and mass shootings, mm-hmm. and we sort of keep things really deep, dark, and nasty.
See?
That's deep, dark, and nasty.
What can happen in the world?
I got a question. Yeah. You don't do Vegemite in New Zealand. You do the other one.
We do both.
What's the other one called?
Marmite.
There's Marmite. Marmite is. See, here's the thing. It's sort of like you're a Coke or a Pepsi
right.
guy.
Settle in.
Everyone settle down. Yeah.
Okay, it's a Coke or a Pepsi thing, right?
Okay.
You Coke or Pepsi guy, but you're a Vegemite or a Marmite person. You
and
know,
what I'm are a you, Vegemite. Honey?
I'm Vegemite. I'm a traitor to my nation. It's an Australian thing, but it's just better. Sorry.
I'm going to do a blind taste test because somebody telling me Marmite's better. They're going to mail me some Marmite.
Well, my daughter likes Marmite. I've never tried Vegemite.
What can
a daughter? It's not for a daughter. It's an
my
adult.
Daughter likes it. She has a very developed palate. She likes caviar. She likes uni.
Caviar.
She does caviar. Did you put it in the bottle?
It clogs it.
Yeah. It's like boba for baby boba.
It's pretty embarrassing to have a 4-year-old screaming for caviar out in public. But you know, I ate beefaroni till I was 39. So her palate is just really developed. I can't help it. I live in LA.
G'day, mate. And to follow up from last week, a Vegemite sandwich is definitely a thing.
Yeah, but what's on it? Just Vegemite and bread with 2 slices of bread?
You get your bread. You get your butter.
Thank you. That's Vegemite. More than butter. One ingredient. So I'm right.
Yeah.
Oh, the butter kind of cuts it.
Yeah, because Vegemite by itself, it's going to tear up that bread.
You need a slick surface.
I feel like in Commonwealth nations, all sandwiches have butter. Like, that's a given. So it almost doesn't
but
count.
But let me ask you this.
My poppy.
Would you put 2 slices of bread or would you just have it open face?
Like toast?
Oh.
That would be more of a toast situation.
But, okay.
So I would.
It seems
take
like
one
it's typically
it.
It's
I would
like
fold
open.
It, fold it in half, one piece of pizza, or yeah, piece of bread.
We could talk about this all day.
That's how New Yorkers eat Vegemite.
That's right. They fold it.
The old Italians that raised me, they would have like a ham and butter sandwiches.
I'm into that.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything else? Any shout out? Anything? Anyone you want to compliment here in the studio?
I just thought it was so cute. I'm watching the Doug and Vic cam, and when I think Vic did a drop, and Doug looked over and looked at him so sweetly, it's just this beautiful admiration between 2 drops.
There's extra camera. Well, people about that. That's
people
want to
know who did what drop. If If one of us laughs, the other one did the drop. Right. Exactly. You don't laugh at your own drop.
Right,
so.
Right.
Oh, so you can't laugh at your own drop.
I smile. Okay.
I mean, sometimes, you know.
It's a real bromance.
Right.
There was definitely some recognition. It's on the Zoom. Someone's asking, where's the camera? There's the grid of four. It's great.
I love it.
And your drop style, Doug, how is it different than Vic's drop style?
It's a good question. I mean, it's, I don't know.
Vic has a lot more... political, perhaps.
Right,
bites.
You're kind of like more fun. You're like,
I don't know. We have a lot of crossover drops too.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff I have is like, I think it's like based off of what Tim's thinking or saying at the time. Like, oh, this will be good, you know, going off of him.
Okay.
Wax for my daddy-o.
And I got Metallica daddy-o. I got whiskey yo too.
Wait, that's a good song.
I got whiskey yo.
Love that song.
I also got Metallica babble.
That's another genre I don't like is metal. Sorry, techno metal. What's your favorite genre of music, Guy?
Oh, I like it all.
You like it all. Is there anything you don't
but,
like?
But to be honest, I used to just be real heavy into thrash when I was in my teenage years.
Cute.
Really into my thrash metal.
Like, what's the best thrash metal band? Metallica, right?
They're kind of the classic. They are kind of the classic. It's a shame. I was really into Pantera until I discovered they were racist.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I think it's important to align your belief system with people you like, with the music you like. Why not?
I thought the Metallica song Fuel, I thought the words were give me two, give me five, give me $1.25.
But what does he say? Fuel and fire.
Yeah.
Give me that which I desire.
Yeah.
I think. Good old desire fire rhyme.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, well, Guy, is there anything else or can we move on from this?
I was just thinking, do you have I got married on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Do you have any advice for newlyweds?
Well, you seem like a real affable guy. And I'd say one of the big pieces of advice I would have would be try not to have to go through a pandemic together. Because that was rough. Just trying to keep it fun, you know? Try to, like, keep it light. Communication. You know what's really nice? Spending, like, sometimes, like, for 15 minutes in the morning, we'll turn off our phones and just kind of talk and just kind of have that connection and, you know, figure out what his plans are for the day, where, you know, what's going on? Just like getting rid of the phones, kind of. Like, see, that was good. That was a good drop.
Are you guys going on a honeymoon?
We'll go on. It's summer here at the moment, and we kind of decided it's too much to try and plan both a wedding and a honeymoon at the moment.
Mm. Well, you live in a place people honeymoon.
Right.
You can just go outside.
Here we are, honey.
But don't skip over the honeymoon.
Yeah, you got to do it.
No, we're going to do it in winter when we can go skiing because that's something you do here.
Okay, cute. I think just communication, and you seem like you guys like really get along. And Joe, you guys seem like you get along. Well, because he's so sweet, and you can just I have a psychic and you know I can feel it, you know.
We don't have proof he has a wife.
Yeah. Let's see. You got your
ring. We don't have proof.
We need visual confirmation.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the parents-in-law?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mormons or not?
Oh, they're great. I moved in for pandemic with them.
Oh, wow.
They're great. But it is funny because it's really early here. I get up early cuz I got to go to work soon. But she walked in before, and you can't see her. She's off camera. She looks very confused as to why I was on a Zoom call at 7:30 in the morning. Very confused.
Joe, do you have any advice? You're in a happy marriage.
Yeah, I mean, I would say as soon as you can, don't live with your in-laws. you should address that.
Is that is that possible?
Sorry, what was the advice?
Move out. Don't live with your in-laws.
Oh no, we're not there. We're not there now.
Oh, you're good.
Temporary measure, that's my only advice.
Yeah.
Temporary measure.
Okay, and also, you know, defer to her. And make room for her.
That's what I would say. Cook for her.
But what if he's a bad cook?
Learn how to be good.
She doesn't care. It's the she just wants to see me do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what
Aww,
I mean?
Aw, that's very yeah. sweet.
She'll eat any shit I serve up. It's great.
All right. Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks, Guy.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later okay. or never again.
You weasel.
All right. He was so sweet.
He was very sweet.
He's going to be a good husband, I can
good
tell.
Good dude.
Right?
Yeah, good, nice guy.
Thoughtful.
He's like, yes.
We have
it is
really
nice on
fans.
In the marriage, but you know, he's a nice guy. We'll check in a year.
Christchurch, redundant. Just call it church.
Maybe that's why these bad things keep happening.
Yeah, take the Christ out.
Okay, so do we have someone to check in with on our hotline, or?
Yeah, whatever you want. You want to go to the hotline? Sure.
Well, yeah, let's go to the hotline, and then maybe we'll play a little game with Joe.
610, Dan, you are live on the air.
610. Good
morning.
Hi.
Hey!
Wait a minute.
Hello?
Charming.
Is this who I think it is?
This is good morning to Vic, good morning to Doug, good morning to Natasha, good morning to Joe.
Hello.
I thought it was Tim.
No, but like Vic, I do know you, Vic.
Doug. Wait, who is this? Who is this? I'm scared now.
Wait, let him talk. We need to hear his voice a little bit.
Okay.
This is Brain Blob.
Brain Blob, what's up, Dan? This is the...
Oh, I don't know if you
like, gave his name away already.
Brain Blob
from the Lehigh Valley, 610 number, Pennsylvania. Good dude.
I'm hanging out in McCungie, having a great time, loving the show.
Lovely. Love my good old McCungie. What's going on in McCungie today?
Oh, wow.
here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
I got a call. I got a text message from my kid's teacher. And I'd like to read it to you if I could.
Okay.
It says, "Good morning, sir. Hope you're having a happy Thursday. This is probably the strangest message I've ever wrote, but I needed to let you know that your son brought an egg to school with him today. He had it in his pocket. It managed to survive all morning until he got to art class when it landed on the art room floor. While chuckling to myself in disbelief, we did have to go into a discussion about not bringing eggs to school and also not lying about the reasons for bringing the egg to school. First, he said it was because he has chickens and he forgot that it was there. Then he admitted that he does not have chickens. Then he told me it was because he wanted to break it on someone's head. He later told his class teacher that wasn't the case. Either way, it was definitely a first time for me. I figured I should let you know about it. Thanks.
Chucky dang darn.
How old is your kid?
So, he's 8, about to be 9.
Did you guys have, did you ever have that thing, I don't know if they gave it to men, but like we had to carry an egg around school and it was like prepping you to have a baby?
The Degrassi Junior High.
Oh, well, I didn't go there, but they
Natasha,
did
what's
do
it,
that.
What's it called when girls have to do that? Carrying a book on your head, and isn't that like
what's
prepping,
it called when
prepping you to be like a proper lady?
Oh,
or
like,
etiquette.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Etiquette. Yeah,
like
that's different.
Elocution,
than,
right? Yeah. Is that it? Elocution school?
Something.
It's like
that.
Etiquette school, I
that
guess.
Was etiquette, yeah.
But wait, so what's this guy's name?
This is Brain Blob.
Brain Blob. Is this what you're doing? So Brain Blob, you have to have a talk with your kid, though, about lying, right?
I do, but he's like in this zone where he just constantly lies to test boundaries and see how far he can get away with.
I mean, it could be a lot worse. Like the school next to me, the kid just brought a gun in. And so I was like, it could
really?
Be an egg or a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all about guns. I'm always thinking about shootings and stuff. So sorry about that.
Ugh.
But no,
I'm just happy that he did not. I'm happy that he didn't hit anybody with the egg. Because I would be in the principal's office
that
right now with assault charges or something.
That part seemed like he was telling the truth.
That he wanted to crack it over someone's head.
Why else did he bring an egg? I think he actually briefly let it. Like let the truth come out, and then he was like, "I mean, I'm lying about that too. Like, why else would you bring a raw egg to school?"
Well, I'm gonna have to start shaking my kid down like I'm a guard.
Right, check his pockets, or just slam, or hit his pockets.
Yeah, exactly. You know, smash them.
Hey, got any eggs today? How you doing?
It doesn't sound like a big problem to me.
No, it's a long
brought an egg to school.
It's a
okay,
long like, note for an egg. Yeah.
Also, how long did that teacher take to clean it up? What, 5 seconds?
Right.
Okay. Let's move on with the day.
Right. Let's learn.
What I'd like to do to teach him a lesson, and I've already prepared this for when he comes home from school, is I've hollowed out an egg so it's just the shell.
Ah, that's great.
And I'm going to, after discussing things with him, I'm going to make him choose. I'm going to hold a real egg in one hand and the empty egg in another hand.
I can already tell you your child does not take you seriously. Exactly. Your child is just like, I'm going to bring
brain
two
blob?
Eggs tomorrow.
Brain blob? No.
Brain blob?
Not brain.
Well, next time your kid lies, just give him a little slap.
Yeah. I didn't realize when I had a kid like that they don't do spanking anymore. Like, you can't even like mention spanking. And there's like a fire on one of these Zooms.
I know, I see that too. That just keeps, it's scary.
He's a welder.
I feel like everyone's trying to get our attention on the Zooms. People are in costumes. Someone's
like
welding
calls,
something.
Anything's on fire.
Someone's doing judo.
Phone calls so far
tai
have been
chi.
Pretty good.
Uh-huh. Brain blob, everybody go follow Brain Blob too. Make your like he's the dude who got me into the internet. So he's
what? You know him from like 1996.
Really?
I've known him a long time and I've never
met
him personally.
That's amazing.
He created AOL.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah, I did.
Is this Al Gore? No, is that his like
every Thursday I celebrate on the internet a Hot Dog Thursday. It's called the, you know, to celebrate the hot dog, HHDT, Hot Dog Thursday. So for 15 or 16 years, I've been posting a hot dog picture online every Thursday.
Yeah, so your son's just trying to follow the family tradition.
I mean,
he's like, Egg Monday.
You know he's seeing you. He's seeing what you're up to.
Egg Monday.
Can one of the 90 interns here help me with my earbud?
Oh, yeah. Can we have three in here?
Oh, yeah.
Three interns coming.
Help us out. Well, Brain Blob, I
guys,
do think...
I'm going to pull a Tim. I'll let you go. Great call.
Love you, Brain Blob. Great call, great call.
You can't deserve
okay,
that.
I think
good,
I have it
very
fixed.
Good.
Love you.
Thanks, Brain Blob.
Love you guys.
Love you, Brain Blob.
BB. Okay.
You're
all
set?
Right. Well,
Natasha,
he was cute.
Your ears okay?
I think it's a... Is it a... As long as I twisted it in there. Okay.
If you can hear, we're good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wanted to play a little game with our guest, Joe Mandy, because he's so fucking funny. I don't know if you guys... I'm sure you guys all know who Joe is, right?
Who's this?
Okay. Our guest. And I know not only is he an amazing needlepoint artist.
Yes, that first and foremost. Yeah.
That's what he's known for.
Yeah. He made me a... he asked me what my favorite food was. I said lobster salad. And he made me a hat that said lobster salad, but I forgot it. But I'm glad
it's
to be
on your Instagram.
It's on my Instagram, yes. But, you know, he actually just said he's not actually making them anymore. So if you want one, too bad.
Do you have any lobsters?
How long do you do that so fast?
Can I ask a quick question? How long does it take to make?
I mean,
it seems like if you're doing these by hand.
I'll spend a few days, like a couple hours. I mean, like I'll usually do it while I'm watching a show. So I'm just sort of like yeah, multitask.
What's a good show to watch that you can't really look at that you can just sort of like, are you doing reality?
No.
French cinema?
Like Jack Reacher's a perfect
show
for that. Like you don't really have to pay attention.
All right. Well,
cool. Natasha, you can yell at them if they derail you, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's part
of
the
thing. No, you don't have to. You can be a civilized person and let us ask the question.
Or you could be normal and nice.
Yeah, you could be normal.
Or you could be a complete asshole.
You just totally
derail. I just
want
to defer to all these men.
Yeah, exactly. No one's giving Natasha the space to run the show here.
Thank you.
A little respect.
Straight white men are not allowed to talk.
This is our first chance for me and Vic to have
a voice.
No, this is like 3 years of conversation that Doug and Vic have saved up.
I asked a simple question to Joe, and now Natasha can get back to the game.
Right, right.
Wait, really quickly though, should we find out what that guy's burning?
Oh,
yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's at work.
He's just live streaming from work.
Yeah,
what's it called? The
it's not going to be
soldering or something. I forget what he does.
It's not all right. Then let's just let him keep.
He
doing
must be
it.
Welding, right?
Yeah, welding, not solder.
Oh, he's glass. He's blowing glass.
Oh, that's it. Right, he's a glass
guy.
Hey, glass blower guy.
Where is he? Is he there anymore?
Hey.
Oh, wow.
What's up?
Not much. Just working.
Are you making a marijuana pipe?
Of course.
You make bowls and bongs? Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's what makes money, you know?
Is there, like, any kind of, like, sophisticated cute bong that I wouldn't be afraid to, like, leave on the table? You know, something that's kind of classy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's out there. Yeah, small bong, I guess. I don't really know how to answer that.
Well, what are you, can you show us, like, a finished product? Or, like, what exactly are you making?
He looks busy.
The one hand.
I mean, I feel like we're bothering him.
He's not that busy. Like,
oh, there it is.
Come on, that's pretty cool.
Wait, is that really a bong for real? Or a pipe?
No, I'm just making a pipe.
Oh.
Can I ask a question? What other jobs can you get where you could get to wear sunglasses at work? Besides glass blower. Pilot?
Lifeguard?
I don't know, man. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, lifeguard.
I mean, that's probably the number one.
It seems like you should have on safety goggles, though, and not just sunglasses.
Be a cop.
Not the Dr. Strange loves.
These are so I can look into the flame. Like, if I didn't have this on, you'd burn your fucking eyes out.
Oh, my God. Sheesh. Wow. Wait, so the glasses are hot? The lenses are hot?
No,
they're like
the specific glasses. Oh, the brightness. Oh, okay.
And is this a pandemic hobby that you've developed to get away from your family, or is this just a passion that you've always had?
No, that's what I do for a living. I've been doing it for like 6 or 7 years now.
Turns out I got COVID.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, thanks for being here, and keep blowing. And maybe we'll check back in at the end of the show and see what you've come up with.
Keep
how about
blowing.
That?
There we go.
All right. Yeah, I can give you like a better shot of what I'm working at,
and maybe a little ladylike pipe for
me. Yeah, like what? Like think like what West Elm would sell.
All right. Well, I always want to smoke a bong because I feel like it'd be better on my throat, but they look so dumb laid out, you know.
Plus, I've seen a cool one. I saw this one that looks like kind of like a Starbucks cup.
Oh, that's
you know,
cool. So
but they made it as glass.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, very, oh, I like that. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. I want to play a game with Joe, our very funny guest. We're going to go deep today. And this is a little segment I want to call Mandy's Candy.
Oh, shit. We should have a theme song.
Should have a theme song.
Let's sing it.
How's this? Mandy's Candies, Mandy's Candies,
Mandy's
Candies.
Mandy's Candies. It was kind of better without the song.
Yeah, we don't need the music, I guess.
Here's how we're going to rate the candy, Joe. We're going to talk about some candies.
Yep.
I know you're very passionate about
candy. I love
candy.
Yeah.
I'm an adult, so I'm not that into candy. I like to drink wine. But some candy's okay. All right, so here's how we're going to rate them. We're going to rate them yes, please, okay, not for me, fucking disgusting. Okay,
so I got a couple candies here.
Tell me what you have, and we're all going to rate these. Whoa.
Oh, shit. You brought them. Oh, my God.
Okay, where do we start?
Well, if you brought these...
All right, let's start with the
peeps. We should hit him with something that he didn't bring, maybe.
Can you read where those are made, the peeps? Can you just read it out loud?
Can you let him do his bit, guys? Yeah. Come on.
Bethlehem.
Jeez. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Right down the street from where I grew up.
Okay, so we're going to... You want to taste test the peep?
I already know that those are fucking disgusting.
Do we have a microwave here? We should mic them up. Nuke them up.
Peeps are the
worst.
They
get big.
Do you like them because of the hip-hop element?
Oh, Little Peep?
I have to admit.
I've never tried one, so why not?
I'm
going
to pass on the on most of the taste tests, I think, this morning.
I'm going all in. Okay.
There you go.
Definitely worse than I thought.
So what are the guidelines?
So what do you think these are? Is this a yes please, okay, not for me, fucking disgusting? Joe?
I mean, not for me. I feel like this is like a cultural thing. Like I'm Jewish and like I just never, it's like an Easter thing.
What about pure flavor if you closed your eyes?
Not into it.
Yeah.
It's also like the mouthfeel.
That's actually not one of them.
The mouthfeel, yeah.
All the sugar on the outside is not necessary.
So is it not for me or fucking disgusting?
I'll be generous and say not for me because I know it, like some people do love it. I think that's it's a cultural thing.
Dougie?
Mm-hmm. Not for me.
I mean, I love them. I love them.
What?
Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
I love. I'm not going to eat them myself, but like,
yes, please.
If somebody,
then. You're
yes,
more of a
please,
yes, please.
Yes, please.
I would never pick a peep.
I would never buy. Yeah, I would never do that either. But if someone's going to throw one at me, I'm gonna eat it.
Okay, how about another one? Pick a controversial one.
Hot tamales.
Oh.
You better have some Jesus on tap then.
This is, I'm already going to say fucking disgusting.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
You think that's fucking disgusting?
No spice and sweet.
Spice and sweet is a, it's a weird.
Not for me. Unless it's Thai food and it's a savory dish with a little sweet.
Oh, I get, it says America's number one cinnamon candy. It's like, aren't you the only?
Like, cool brag. I'm number one.
Yeah, no, not good. Kind of gross.
No, let me try that.
Yeah.
Is it the fucking disgusting one?
Yeah.
That's not as disgusting as a peep, but pretty rough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my husband, he's been sober for 20 years, so he'll go sometimes to 7-Eleven and buy a bunch of those, bunch of cherry balls, and have like a total hangover from...
Candy hangover.
From those. It's very sad.
Those are the Red Hots?
You want to have one?
These are actually hot tamales.
Oh, what about Red Hots?
I like them.
Yeah, put them in.
Okay, what do we have next?
Lemonheads. Like top candy for me. One of
really?
Top, I would say like top, top five candy. I love
lemonheads.
Yeah, I love them.
Okay.
I would say okay maybe for a lemonhead, but not, I would never buy one. Right, Vic?
Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen them before.
Let's let Vic try one.
No, I don't know lemonheads. I know the band.
I used to get them from the ice cream man.
Evan Dando's band.
Evan Dando, I know that. Yeah.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
I love lemonheads.
Chicago in the 90s. Was a fun time.
Matt, you like them?
Oh, yeah. Like, yes, please, more.
Oh, they're hard. You want, you
yeah,
they're
like
no,
a
I'm
sucking
good on
candy.
Lemon heads.
I feel like Matt could be like my body double. I could send him to like events.
Okay, let's do a
could
couple more.
Actually, these are probably more of a no thanks for me. Because
no thanks?
Typically, I don't do hard candy. I want something I don't need to suck on.
Yeah, I
hear
you.
You guys, you lean more chocolate, right?
I'm a
like
chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Natasha
this is another controversial one.
Oh.
That is a yes, please.
Okay.
What do you think, Dougie? Are you with me on that one?
It's
Junior Mints?
It's between an okay and a yes for sure. I definitely would. I have bought these before. Oh. So.
York. Someone's saying York peppermint patties too. I agree. Those
I would
are
say
also delicious.
Disgusting.
Are you crazy?
Wow.
Truly.
You think Junior Mints are disgusting?
It's like chocolate with like toothpaste inside.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
Well, I was
have you paired it with popcorn?
No, I don't think I've really ever had
Wait,
a Junior Mint.
Joe
never had a Junior
and
Mint?
Vic have never had
I've never,
a Junior
I've, no, all new for me. It's a bit much.
Maybe they changed the formula, but I'm going to try one.
It is like there's toothpaste inside.
Yeah.
Do you need a spit bucket, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
And then you taste the chocolate at the end.
Very good. Natasha,
really?
You want to try it?
Oh, I've tried them.
They melt in your mouth. Junior Mints are a little more, the mint in the middle is less melty, I would say.
Not as good as like those Andes mints, but... You know, that's good.
Andy's mints are great.
If you have to get something at the 7-Eleven.
I'll just say Skittles, another top five candy for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's good.
One of the worst things that happened in my life, and it just speaks to how easy my life has been, is like around 2013, 2012, they out of nowhere changed the green Skittle from lime to green apple. And it was revolting because like so much of Skittles is like making flavor combinations and apple... is not a citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And they just recently, I don't know if you can zoom in,
oh, you can
they
get
brought
that?
The lime back, baby.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
They dropped
everything,
the apple.
Dropped apple.
Wow.
They brought the
everything's
lime
coming back, Joe.
There you go.
So what's a good combo with the lime? Like red?
Oh, my ultimate combo, green, purple, red.
Green, purple, red.
Wow. It's crazy to think that that's something that adults think.
Dude, I couldn't tell you. And then for a while, they like when they reintroduced green, you could just buy a thing of only green. I bought a bunch of those.
Uh-huh.
I was
I'm a
like
red,
sneaking them.
Red flavor only of any candy like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's dignified.
Yeah. So they brought the... Now, what do you think made him bring the lime back? Do you think that it was people complaining?
I'm not going to take full credit, but I was very vocal about how upset I was about
Okay. Yeah. And what about you, Doug? Hell no? Yes, please?
No, it's not a hell no. It's a okay. I feel like with Skittles, I'm not tasting any like, ooh, that's grape. You know, it's just you put it in your mouth and you eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Skittles get stuck in my teeth a lot too, I noticed. Mm. So that's not good.
That's a
you know,
that's
not
a
bad thing.
Quality.
But
okay.
I think when I was younger, I was a Skittles boy.
Like, more for me.
It's okay.
More
if
for
they're
me.
There, if someone offers to me, I'll have a bite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to say like fucking disgusting.
Okay. Oh my God.
This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Well, when you like describe those flavors that you want to like, you want all the like saliva in your mouth to like gel together to get you that combo. That's where I'm out. All right, let's do another one.
All right. Well, I mean,
should we have Casey come in while we're? Oh, Casey, why don't you come get set up?
We're.
I should move.
Oh, do you have to move for that?
It's okay.
Oh,
right. For the
base. But I want to give her a.
We got to get through some more candies.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, yeah.
Well, I'm just looking at the.
I've never heard of this clock. Birthday cake cookie dough bites.
Oh.
What are you, my 4-year old? Does it have like a picture of a Disney princess on it?
Oh, it's in a plastic.
That I want to taste.
Yeah, see, it's interesting. Uh-huh.
Birthday cookie dough
bites?
Are they
soft or something? Why the plastic? Because none of the other ones had plastic inside a box. Because
you kind of want cookie dough to be with chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Birthday.
You know, I think I would like this in ice cream.
Yeah, it belongs in ice cream.
But the aftertaste?
Oh,
fucking
weird.
Disgusting.
Kind
of like a ball of frosting.
The one was within in my hand.
All right, we're going to keep checking back on the candy situation.
This is gnarly.
Yeah, I don't really
it's
know.
Pretty gnarly.
What the fuck even is this?
Look at this piece in here.
It looks like dried toothpaste.
It honestly, it's like astronaut candy.
Oh, fucking disgusting. This is terrible.
So I think we're learning a lot.
I'm warming up to it. I kind of like it.
Yeah,
now.
It's kind of good.
You know, it's actually kind of good.
Actually, the original chocolate chip is probably really good.
All right, that is actually pretty good.
You like it now? You went from fucking disgusting to yes.
Well, it looks and it smells gross.
You like
but
it too?
It's actually really good.
I'm going hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. It's a surprise.
After the shock of and horror of the first bite,
yeah,
you're kind
it's
of
great.
Addicted
like,
to
oh, okay.
it. Yeah.
I'll give it an okay.
Puts you in a mood.
All right, well, I'm really excited to bring out or should I introduce her, or should we just let her set up and then I'll introduce her?
Either way. She should come inside.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, can we, like, bust up some of this maleness and get another woman in here, please?
Yeah.
Casey, come on in.
All right, everyone. This girl is so great. I've been listening to her stuff all week. Please give a warm International Women's Day Office Hours intro to Casey Johansson.
I am woman, hear me roar. Is that it?
What about
don't
the
forget
applause?
To plug your ears
applause?
In, Casey.
Do you want a peep, honey?
You want a lemon head, hot tamale, junior mint.
Do you want a birthday
cookie
cake?
Dough. Cookie dough.
Choke on it before I start singing.
No, yeah, you don't want that.
Okay.
You want a full payday bar?
That's bigger than I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the payday's the
are we losing,
got a raise.
Are we losing participants? Are people into this?
Oh,
is everything going
people,
good?
I think people like it.
Okay,
they're
great.
Do you have any of the old school candies, like the Charleston Chew or
I've
anything
got
like Juji that?
Fruits.
Juji fruit, there we
oh,
go.
Oh, now see, those are fun at the movie mm-hmm. theater, I guess.
Lost a few teeth with those.
As opposed to Peeps, theaters? Those are more for your culture?
Or?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, she wants a Sour Patch Kid.
Oh, we got those.
You can speak on mic, Casey. You're free to join the conversation.
Thank you. Hope so.
Got some stuff. Now, do you have a preference for color?
I'll just put it. Yeah, I should wait.
Put one on each key.
All right, you want to wait? We'll have them here for
I'll
you.
Wait.
You want? All right.
Oh wait, it'll be my reward.
You know, I'll do blue candy too.
In case he's joined by Tim.
That's me. Yeah.
We have a Tim in the house, right?
Howdy. Always got to have one Tim.
Tim's on bass.
Thank now you, that's Jim. A bass guitar.
Bass yeah, Luke, can we zoom out and see that six string?
Listen to that. That compression.
It feels good to have a Tim.
You need it. You need it. Especially like a blondish Tim. Wow.
Love that.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
You want a drum roll? The guys can give you
a drum roll. I got to do that. I want it.
Well, by the way, everyone should check you out. You've got some really beautiful videos on Instagram, and your music is amazing.
Oh,
I love
thank
it.
You, Natasha.
I love how you sing.
Rock it,
so
man.
So let's share it.
Got this singing right, sort of.
And Luke, can you? Luke, did you get that? Natasha needs some help with your ears. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
After yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll edit in post.
Okay. Ready, Tim?
Yeah. My love,
too far? Am I getting closer? Even when the heart is open, will it make its way right in? Or find a window at the other end, leave again? 'Cause even
something.
I got a little distracted by the rappers crinkling in the background. Come on.
What are you talking about?
I didn't touch a rapper.
You earned it.
Right in the mic for you, right?
I did hear that, and I did mess up.
You mean my birthday cake cookie dough bites?
These guys, they don't know what they're doing.
I haven't had these in a while. They're not that sour.
Yeah, well, maybe you need to get like extra sour. Do they have
a birthday cake cookie dough?
Yes,
we're going to take a little break.
Oh, we're taking a break?
We're going to take a little 5-minute break.
Okay.
And we'll be, if you're watching live, we'll be back in 5 minutes.
If you're welding live, we'll be back in five.
If you're watching the replay, go to patreon.com/officehourslive or become a YouTube channel member and you'll see the rest of the show. See you in 5 minutes.
That was so good.
Hi, this is Steve Harvey, and I want to let you know there's a whole other hour of fun and laughs waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. They're there right now and join for just $5 a month or $55 for a whole year. You get the compound, the jaw hole full to our episodes and much more. What are you waiting for? Oh, hey, and let's get down to business at patreon.com/officehourslive. That's patreon.com/officehourslive.